rhythmic lane. Similar to how the school becomes a place of convergence for the different groups of people in different villages, sound and symbol bear the same ability to unite people of different backgrounds and origins. In Leungsun Wan, there are sound to signal the departure for fishing, but also sound of school bell to signal the gathering of people. Each bears a particular rhythm that is highly familiar to the students and residents. How could we bring in sound as part of the art installation experience that linked to a collective memory of the community? After many years, the school playground is now abandoned. Nature has started to take over with grasses growing out of the cracks. They bear witness of the time and change of the locale. How do we inhabit with growth in nature? Co-create, but also coexist, as we once again reshape the landscape of the site. Using the rhythm of the school bell from Leungsun Wan Public School, borrowing the universal structure of school anthem, we invited each village, Bak A, Dong A, Sa Kiu, Bak Lap, and the fishermen in Leungsun Wan to create their own version of the lyrics based on their own memories and experience from their childhood at school. The piece is a marriage between architecture and music. It is a long meandering bench, but also a xylophone with the rhythm of the school bell. Visitors can choose balls of different sizes and materials to roll down the bench and create different sounds. We invite visitors to co-create their sound and music based on their visit and interaction with the art installation.